there's a sort of loop and start enabled. Okay, and then do a countdown.
What's happening? We good?
Yeah, we good.
We good? All right, we're going to do things a little different tonight. I'm sorry we're running behind a little bit, but we had some important stuff to take care of. We're going to bring y'all the best quality stuff tonight. Tony, will you see if you can see us on yours, Katie? What? All right, well, you have to move that arm. Yep, that part goes up. Right, it lifts up. Huh? You good? That's good. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if we can, if we live. I'm going to see if we live real quick. Let me see. Okay. My story, but it's blurry. No, I can see it.
You good?
You good? All right, we're going to do my story.
You good?
You good? All right, we're going to do it. All right.
I'm sorry. Oh, I can see it. Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, we're in there. I can see it. You know what I'm saying, Lope?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do something a little different tonight, y'all. We sorry we late, man. We had some stuff going
man,
on.
Man, it is what it is, man. What they do, Lope. What they do, baby. Yeah, man. Let me go ahead.
Yeah, we
what you doing,
sir? I don't know about looking at you back there.
Come on in. Man. Come on in. Watch some clothes. Hey. Watch some clothes. Come
watch,
on in.
Watch clothes. Hey, man. We started out a little late tonight, you know what I mean? But what we're going to do is, man, you know, back in the, first off, my name is Mr. Lucchese. Lucchese, you can call me. What's cracking? And my main man, my left arm, all the money in my pocket, every coin that goes jingle in my pocket, and the shoes that I got on my feet to help me get where I'm going. The voice.
Y'all already know this is your boy KD, the voice, man. Y'all know the one that's going to break it to you all kind of ways, man. With my main man, Lucchese.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that, main man. I appreciate that. That's what's up. You yes, know what sir. I'm saying? Now we're going to do things. Wait a minute.
Shake it.
Let me wait a minute because it blurs it when it does that. Okay, I get what you're doing. Go ahead. Keep on turning. There you go. Nah, it keeps falling back down. There you go. That's perfect. Oh, it's keep coming down.
That's the AI, y'all. That's the AI on here.
You want me to come
that's
get
the
it?
AI over there.
You want me to come get it?
We live, baby.
Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? So we good to go. You know what I mean? It might be kind of cooking a little bit, but we all right tonight. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, is KD's on good, though?
Yeah, yours good. You better know it.
Man, I gotta fix my.
You better
on,
know
man.
It.
I gotta fix my. Okay, he's on good.
He must be got that ignorant phone.
Now, what part is down? This part? Like that? Is that better?
What's up there, y'all? What's up, man? Y'all know we in the building, man. We in the building. Luke, he's trying to get his thing together. Y'all know, you know what I'm saying? But we good. We good. We good in the hood. All right.
That goes on.
How are you doing?
Perfect. All right. Perfect. Good deal. You don't gotta do nothing. Now you finna mess it up.
No.
Nah,
my eyes on.
You gonna hit this one? And
oh,
mess
you
it
got
up.
Me all cut all off.
Okay. Right. He gotta go in. All right. Go ahead.
Y'all hold tight. We're just trying to get it together. Technical difficulties with the camera and all that. Yeah. Got some new technology around this thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, how was the school reunion? How was that place?
Oh, boy, look at here. Class reunion, Forest, 1990s. Class reunion, man. Shout out to Nicole and her staff, everybody that did their thing, you know, to bring it together. Man, it was a blast, man. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying? It was all good. And the only thing sure. that we can do is get better and better every year, every time that we have it. So it definitely was good. Good seeing everybody, man. Good to see the whole the West Side crew. You know what I'm saying? Greg and Dry stood up. Sweetwater stood up in the building, baby. West Side all day represented, man. Yeah, so salute to all y'all that came out, man.
Hold on. Well, okay.
Salute to James. Won the little pool tournament. You know what I'm saying? James, I allowed you to win the pool tournament. I just let you know that. I allowed you to go ahead and win. So, you know, you knocked me off the table and all. So I allowed you to go ahead and continue. To go ahead to the journey. I'm glad you won because you beat me. So, and I ain't no good. ones on with you, girl. We see you. Salute to you. Appreciate you for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hold tight, though. We're getting ready. You hold tight. We just got a little bit of technical difficulties now trying to get the cameras and all that together. We got some new equipment here trying to see what we got going on. I see you're still shaking like a salt shaker, like a salt shaker. I see you now. Go over a little bit more. And hey, since you're looking, Brittany.
Yeah, this thing like
it always works. I can hear y'all now whispering.
That's what the
looking good.
I know on mine, but yours messed up now.
Nah, mine looking good. Unless it's a delay. Now you messed Luke's up. Now you messed him up. Now you missing him out. He's not in. He's not on mine now. You're going the wrong way. Bro, I hear you talking now. I hear you talking. You know where the pool table at. I know where the pool table at, so if you feel that you can run some balls, you know, in the corner pocket, come on through. You already know now. Lamar in the building, salute to you, baby, for watching out, but
Hey, Lisa say, what it do? What's cracking, man? We had a little bit of...
Chad, good to see you, baby. Salute to you, boy.
What's happening?
Well, good to see you.
I know we're making you dizzy, Lisa. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you dizzy.
You should have just closed your eyes, Lisa.
Hey, but we're going to do a throwback. I want to go back a little bit. I want to go back to when in the 80s, bro.
In the 80s.
I like that, not, I did like 95 South, but not that much. But I like that.
Back why you like 95? Well, we ain't like that. It was a whole situation, 95 South. So not 95 South, though, but we still had a situation. Yeah, but it's a salute to y'all.
Yeah, that's all good. All right, I'm going back a little bit to one of our family.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is one of our boys.
Oh.
This is one of our boys, all right?
Okay, talk to me then.
We're going to do like this.
Let's see what we got to do. Music, so
we ain't got to say that this time. He gave us permission himself.
That's right. He gave us permission.
Well, he did, but his publisher company didn't, because when YouTube hit, it goes to his publisher, not him.
Oh.
So they're going to be like,
All right.
He can give us all the permission in the world. He better make sure they don't delete us over there, but they go say, hey, I gave
you I said, we don't own the rights to
that. That's right. We still don't own the rights to
it. We still own the rights, and we ain't playing.
Even though we was giving rights to
people. Hey, we just giving love to one of our own hometown. One of our brothers walked home from school with us. Our brother that was with us, walking home, walking everywhere.
Yes,
from
sir.
The West Side.
West Side.
Hey, that Joe Poyette right there, baby.
Joe Poyette, baby.
All love for
salute
you,
salute to you, boy.
And we're so glad you reached out to us, man. We can't wait till you come in town, and we want to show you mad love, bro, for real. We cannot wait till you come in town. But, the boys, how your week been, man?
Oh, man, week was lovely, man. You know, as I said earlier, we had our 90s. They had their 90s. You know, I'm a 2010 baby. They had their 90s graduation reunion. You know, and you know your boy the Corner Pocket Podcast was there. Your boy Katie, the voice, hosted this thing, man. Luke Hayes was in there hosting the pod, the pool tournament, and all that, man.
No, that was
so, blessings.
That was you hosting it.
Well,
hey, but y'all remember
you
come in and party. Y'all let us know we'll come represent. And we got DJs we can bring if you want to rent them. We got DJs. If you have a party, meet DJ, call the Corner Pocket.
You got parties?
We got
hookers?
Yep.
Bring the hookers out?
Yeah. We got parties, DJs, and hookers. We can have a whole party if you want to.
All day.
Really ain't a party till
the Corner Pocket get there, baby.
All day, baby.
Ain't no party till the Corner Pocket
get there. Ain't no party till the Corner Pocket get there, baby.
Well, you know what? My week was pretty good, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. How was your week?
My week was pretty good, man.
I was pretty good, man.
I'd be laid back, man. I'd be just chilling.
I already know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, man, he got all hooked up and dicked out and all that. That's just showing out. You know what I'm saying?
Katie and Tony
have
yet to come to the house and hang out with me on Sunday.
No, but I don't want to see it.
It's coming.
I don't want to see it.
No, Andy, why are you going to come and see it?
I don't want to see it.
We ain't going to do that. You
then they're going to make me want to come home and spend some money and try to hook up my stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You got to look at this big old man cave you got.
Nah, this is called a pocket cave. I'm talking about in his eyes, in the poker room, you know, to the king's corner. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. All I did was took one of my bedrooms and turned transformed.
Yes, sir.
It ain't that big. It's big enough for maybe four people.
But it look good, though.
Yeah, man. It's laid back. That's good.
They got the popcorn. Look at that in the movie theater for real.
I got the candy snack. Put it this way. I got a concession stand. And don't be over there talking to the fat man. You know what I mean? You can't be doing that.
It don't cost a thing to get a little snicker bar, huh?
No, it don't cost a thing.
Yes, sir.
If you in my wife call it the lab. If you're in the lab,
okay.
Hey, all world, I got beer in there, I got refrigerators, I got water, I got whatever you need, I got whatever you need.
Until you have somebody to sell honey drippers.
Yeah, hey, I ain't got nobody to sell honey drippers yet. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna start with our little movie week before. We're gonna start with our not movie week, but news this week. I'm gonna tell you something I heard that was bizarre. Have you ever been on a cruise yet?
Have
you been on a cruise?
No, not a cruise yet. Oh, hold on, I went to Jamaica.
You went to Jamaica?
Yeah, I went to Jamaica.
Okay. You know how they got those new cruise lines now where they have the water slides that come off the side of the boat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I ain't have like that.
Listen, on a Norwegian boat line, a girl was in that slide and got stuck over the ocean and couldn't get out.
Was she a big girl?
I don't know. I don't know if she's a big girl or not.
Did she have some of that? Oh, she must be didn't have none of that P-Data oil. Yeah, she was. Got on through that thing, baby.
I think that'll give her some X-Lax to get up out of it.
Oh, man.
No, but I'm just saying. She got stuck over that thing, man. And that drop from that boat, from where she was to the ocean, let me get it right, where she was to the ocean was about 52 feet.
Damn.
And she was dangling out over the water.
Dangling?
Because the water slide go out. Like this right here. Yeah. This is the side of the boat that you look at and be like, ah, the water slide go out like this. Drops, all that, over the water. And she got stuck, bro.
So to put it in perspective.
Right.
That's five stories. So imagine the landing 2.5 times.
Yes.
That's how it was.
Because you know them boats, real high, but then they build it on top of the boat.
I wonder if she have a life vest on just in case.
I don't think so. Because they said she was stuck, and then they had, along the way, they had little contraptments where they can go in and try to help her get out. Like, you know, they had contraptments. She got out, but she was in there for a while.
They needed a plunger
or enema.
Although how that look, man, that could be very, very, very dangerous. I mean, you could die just by having a heart attack, just the thought of you being stuck in there. Yeah, you know, so blessing that she was able to get up out that thing, you know what I'm saying?
She was stuck, man, and I was like, man, that's insane, man.
Shout out to Mom Deuce, one of our faithful listeners. Mom Deuce, let's let Noah Curtis, we appreciate you watching.
All day, you've been riding every week. And I want to give it out to Malita.
All day.
I want to give it out to Jen Lewis.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
They always faithful, man, looking out, man.
Lamar Curtis said, hey, sell them honey cups.
Yes.
Now, honey cups. They call them honey cups.
What do you call them honey cups
at? They call them honey drippers honey cups. What do you call that? What he said honey cups when we talk about the honey drippers.
We call them honey drippers, but my wife said they called icebergs.
So he called them honey cups.
Icebergs.
Really?
Lamar, where you from? Another land? Honey cups? I heard it called honeydew. I heard it called honeydew.
Honeydew?
Honeydew. In Atlanta, they call it honeydew.
I ain't never heard of that in my life.
Yeah.
Well, another thing in the news, everybody know that Jimmy Kimmel, he got canceled.
What you mean canceled?
He got his show, he got taken off the air because he said something about Charlie Kirk. Okay. And, you know, this guy's been on the air for a long time, but he's also been a person that's always talked trash. Not talk trash, but always had the jokes, because you know they come out and they do jokes, right?
Yeah.
He was doing jokes, and he did a joke. He always doing jokes with Donald Trump or what have you, and he said something about Charlie Kirk. And the actual place suspended his show. They took him off.
NBC.
NBC. What?
ABC.
ABC took him off, right?
What?
They suspended it. Now, isn't it part of the Constitution to have freedom of speech? Because whether Charlie Kirk was racist or not, he still was able to say what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
Now, this guy had something to say, and he lost his job he had for years, right? And they fired him and got rid of him for just freedom of speech is constitutional rights. That's why the corner pocket do what we do. You feel me? Because we have freedom of speech to say what we want to say. But because you say something about somebody, they can actually cancel. They canceled him now. Right now, they canceled him. So, you know, it was crazy, man. But he got canceled. And one thing he said that was really cool, he said, Let me see. I want to get it right because it was profound what he said. Nicole was talking about Dixie Cups. Them the honey drippers, Dixie Cups. What? That's what y'all call them in New Orleans?
In Washington, D.C., they call them honey cups. That was what I say, honey cups.
Right. You know, and I'm like, you know, well, you know, Jimmy Kimmel did that. And then what did he say? You know, hold on. Let me see. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all know I'm on the computer right now. And I just want to get things right.
Because he ain't telling you nothing he heard. He tell you what he know. What he heard, that
right.
Means what he heard on Jeff Chemical.
He said, Tony, you heard what he said, right?
Yeah.
Tony. Oh, what? No. He said his famous line was that you can cancel my show.
I think somebody needs to pay attention.
I got that part. Somebody said, he said that you can cancel the show, but you can't cancel the voice.
Definitely can't cancel the fourth, baby. You are definitely not being able to cancel King of the Fourth, baby. Because I'm the only one that can
cancel
y'all right away, baby. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it from Jimmy Kimmel, baby. That can't cancel the fourth, baby. Yeah, that I know it.
You know, it's sad that, you know, it's in this city, in this world that people are, you know, we don't condone anybody getting killed or anything like that.
For
know?
Sure.
But, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, man, you know, you couldn't, he got killed, like Jen said, he got killed for freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? That's why he got killed.
Oh, that's
you
what Jimmy Kimmel said?
No. One of our people that chime in all the time, one of our listeners. He said that, you know what, actually, you got is the phone check ready?
Yes, sir, phone check ready.
All right, so do me this. Jen.
Call that Google number.
Yeah, let's do this, Jen. Let's do this.
You write them all down.
Now, Jen, I see what you're saying. I understand that. I got you on that. But did Jimmy Kimmel speak his voice too?
What she said?
I mean, he did. It's everybody speaking their voice. Everybody. So I mean, it's sad that he died. That's sad because, you know, people should be able to say what they want to say. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Rather
it's Jimmy Kimmel or Mr. Kirk.
Wrong, right, and different, man.
Wrong, right, and different. Everybody should be able to speak their mind.
Absolutely.
But nobody should be killed over it, for sure.
No, I agree with that part.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all, in the end, we're all God's children. Period. Yeah. Period. There's
whether,
no
whether
other
you
way to
be,
look at
whether
it.
You admit it, whether you agree with it or not. We all
rather you want to be or rather you don't, it don't matter. We all God's children. Nobody should be killed for speaking their mind because that has been a right. For a long time. Long time since the Constitution. He had his freedom of speech. Jimmy Kimmel had his freedom of speech. The voice got his freedom of speech.
All day.
Jen, you have your freedom of speech. Everybody does. But we shouldn't kill anybody by it. You know what I'm saying? You know, in fact, we all bleed red and we all family. Because when we die, God don't see no color because he created us to be one equal. One and one, we should all love each other across the world, period. It should be nobody pointing a finger at nobody. Nobody should be doing any of that stuff. We should all just be one.
But guess what?
You can't silence the voice.
That's it, baby.
Because his name, KD the voice.
That's
he
it,
that.
Baby.
He loves
you the can't voice. Silence the voice,
what?
Baby. Believe that. But guess what? Y'all want to try it. Y'all always try it.
Go ahead, Tom.
every talk show talks about the president in office.
Right.
Even Stephen Colbert used to make fun of Obama. Everybody used to make fun of Obama. That was okay.
Right.
But now we're talking about Trump. It's an issue.
Yeah. Hey, freedom of speech, man. That's your freedom of speech. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, I got a question for you. Right? I want to play a quick game. Right? Now, I don't know about, well, maybe Gian can tell me some things, or some of our listeners can tell us some things. But only because we black. This is the only way we only know because we live in black households.
Oh,
right? Right, black households.
We do.
I don't know how it is in any other race household, but if you're on here and you're a different color, let us, y'all play the game with us and let us know so we can say it so everybody can know. But in a black household,
black,
I want y'all to tell me that things that you will find in a black household always.
Tim, what they do, baby?
Tim, what's cracking? Name some things that you can find in a household or a white household that everybody have. I'm gonna start out. Well, you give me one, Katie. You give me one.
What that?
In
a black household.
Yep. Name something you'll always find in a black household.
A switch.
Now, I want to ask you this question. Can I walk in your house and find a switch? No. I live there with you. Hold I don't see no switches.
Not in the house.
No, we're talking about in the house.
We're going to go get one outside in the yard.
Right, outside, in the house. I'm talking about in the house.
In the house? Okay.
That you're going to always find in every black household.
You're going to find...
Now, don't mess up because you're playing a game.
You're going to find some cooking grease in a bowl or somewhere stored on the counter, covered up.
Yes, you will.
But they keep using that same grease.
Yes, you will. You will always find the Crisco can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
With grease in it.
Well, in my house, you're going to find the Maxwell box.
Maxwell coffee. Maxwell can with grease in it.
With the grease in it.
That's one.
Yes, sir.
Tony got one. Go ahead.
Instead of a Tupperware cup, you're going to find the old butter bowl.
Yes, sir. You're going to find the butter bowl, and you know what? You use them as Tupperware.
Yes.
If you get the meat with the meat that coming around the thing, you take it out, and you use that bowl for cereal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. You use the bowl for cereal, and you use it for storage.
Yes.
You got me? So you don't use that stuff all the time. But I got one for you. I think it's going to be the number one.
Salute to Tony Dumba for watching again, baby. Hey, we miss you at
the reunion,
baby.
All right. Now, the question is, I want y'all to name things that y'all will find. Only because we're talking black household, always been there. And in a white household, what you have, let us know. Puerto Rican, we got Puerto Rican on here. Let us know that y'all always find in y'all housing. Now, I got one that's universal, I believe.
Okay.
I believe white, black,
Puerto Rican, Mexican,
all of them. Right? Those plastic Winn-Dixie bags up under your counter and you use them.
Yeah.
Those plastic Winn-Dixie bags. You got about 100 Winn-Dixie bags up under the counter that you use for people that come to your house to have a party and they want to take food home. You give them the bags.
Now, I'm going to say this here. Now, hold on. If you got those bags up in here, because I don't do the bags up under there no more. If you got those bags up under your counter up in your drawer, you also got you some roaches in there too with them.
I'm going to tell you, man. I guarantee you're going to have some roaches in there with them now. Usually it is.
Somebody go in your kitchen right now where you got those bags at. Pull all of them out. You at least find one.
Yeah, I told you that was universal. Jen's a white blonde girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And she said, yep, have those grocery bags.
Yes,
everybody
sir.
Had them bags. Because you know they used to ask you, do you want paper or plastic? And you always say you want plastic because you can keep using them over and over and over.
Oh, but now at Walmart, you get your own bag. So guess what? I guarantee a lot of y'all double up. One thing, y'all gonna put my three bags in there.
You got some extra to take on. You use them for trash cans behind the door in the bathroom. You hang them on the doorknob.
Yes, sir. Yes,
right?
sir.
You can use them for. I use them like in my man cave. I got a little trash can. Even though my wife, she always have the actual bags that go in there.
Yes, sir.
But I was going there and I grab a Winn-Dixie bag
all day.
And I put it down in there, fold it over the top.
Yes, sir.
Game over. Why? Because I got handles on it when it's time to go.
That's good, baby.
You carry lunches up?
Yeah, you're right. A lunch box, you can wrap it up, take it to Blue Cross Blue Shield with you. Say, what you got in there? I got a country crock bowl with greens and rice in it, and I got it in this bag so it don't spill. so it don't smell.
Okay. Well, I say for sure they got some roaches. They got them bags.
You better believe it. You got roaches. You know,
yes, sir.
Yeah, man, you got to watch that. Now, we got another one. In every black household, I don't know, this might be universal too, Jim.
Okay.
Everybody have a pot on the stove with Fabuloso burning.
Well, you know, now, I don't know, that ain't universal. I mean, I started that. Yeah.
Do you do it or you don't?
Well, I don't do
you
it.
Do it.
I don't
yes,
do it.
Do.
No, I don't do it now.
Yeah, you do.
No, I did it on that. I don't do it now because I don't do it. I use those right there. I got about four of those in my house that I use now. Almost some
people ain't able to get that.
That ain't number $10. That's every dollar.
Dude, you can go to. All right. You got a pot at the house already.
Let me, hold up.
You got a pot at the house you don't got to pay for already, right? Got a little pot.
You did pay for it, though.
That's a long time
ago. But they're going to stop you from using the cookie.
And then you go to the Dollar General and get one of those for like $2.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get you. I feel
you. Got the pot already.
I feel you.
But you go buy this whole thing. You buy that whole thing.
And this from a garage. I know some of y'all got some of this now. Sometimes I know y'all got one of these. Y'all got one of these, look, and you put your little
Nicole. You ain't
good.
You ain't black, Nicole. You Creole. Come on, I ain't got Fabuloso on my stove because you Creole.
Okay.
You probably got some whatnots on your stove. Maybe some pot boiling with some bones in it, with some herbs and bones in it, and then you sitting over to my woo-sa, you know you're doing your little chat with. You know what I mean?
Now, Mom do say she don't use her allergy too bad to use Fabuloso, so she uses Lysol.
But she do boil it.
Do you boil it, Mom? Do you boil it?
Well, you don't boil it. You put it on a light simmer. Yeah. You don't want it to boil out so fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to heat it, and it goes all around the house.
No, I did it before. I did. I don't do it now, but I did it when I was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Now, check this out. I got one more for you. Oh, Nicole's been somebody. Yes, I got one, KD. Nicole's in my. Yes, I got a kettle for the hot tea. For the hot tea, baby. She got, you know what, Nicole?
Kettle,
you trying to sound.
I hate it. Hey, as long as you're rocking with me with the diffuser thing, you know, it smell good. So that's how we do it
me
now.
Me and Tone Loke know the real deal. Nicole.
You know what?
All right, I got another one for y'all. Everybody.
Oh, she don't boil her Lysol.
Okay. What she just right down the counter?
Probably just spread it around. Or
oh, well, right you can't down. Boil Lysol. No, they got Lysol.
They got Lysol in the liquid.
Right, in the bottle liquid, right. Okay. I thought she meant the liquid, not the spray.
Try boiling them on, Duke.
Yeah,
see
try
it
and see what it do.
Don't use that pan that you're baking good old what old baking you be doing. Don't do that now. Yeah, don't use that pan.
Yeah, no food pan.
And don't forget to, hey, don't mistakenly say, oh. Don't mistakenly use it with Fabuloso or Lysol, and then next day you know you're going to bake a cookie or bake some cornbread or something.
And it's going to taste like Fabuloso.
Make a breath be all smelling good. Full breath smell like Fabuloso.
All sanitized. I got another one for you. All right?
Talk to
everybody, this might be universal too, like trash bag. Everybody got a whatnot draw.
Yes.
And nope.
Yes, you do.
Oh, hold on. See, now he's getting bougie.
A whatnot draw.
That's he got. He getting bougie now.
No, I'm not.
Who call it whatnot draw? What we call it?
What you call it?
What we call it?
No, we don't know.
What we call it?
You tell him.
We call it the jump draw.
Oh,
true.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Another piece.
All day, baby.
You got it all day.
I just want to make sure. He got a little bougie, Nicole.
I got
you. Okay. I'm just saying, Nicole, start. Whatnot draw. Who say what?
I don't want to hear that garbage.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to hear from you. I had to deal with Nicole over the weekend, and I don't want to deal with Nicole today.
Well, we going to deal with
you.
I'm going
to tell you what she did to me.
Uh-oh.
When we was at the reunion.
What she did
to you,
Bob?
When I was talking to her, I was talking to her. I said, Nicole, you know what? You got hours going on. She going to walk up to me real slow. Yes, and Nicole said she do have a jump draw. So maybe you might not be all Creole. Maybe you might be just happy. Yeah. All right. So Nicole going to tell me, how you going to call me out like that in front of everybody? You can't do that. Walk up to me slow and real up. I say, well, my bad. Then I walk away. And she started going off on me about me. I said, how you going to do me like that? You just asked me to do you like that. Mm-hmm. She can do it. See, Dad, go back. It leads to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Right? You're going to lead to the next thing.
Yes, I believe it. Yes, right. Sir. Better believe it.
We're going to play y'all a video in a few minutes, but I want to discuss something first.
You going to play my video?
Yeah, I want to play some sound.
Okay.
Right? All right. No, maybe I need to play that first. Let me play this first. All right? Let me play this first. Let me see if I'm still connected. where y'all can hear it, not connected. You see?
How long?
Stand by, y'all. I'm going to connect. That's all right. You connected just that quick. All right? Hit it. She said what?
Bluetooth connected.
All right. She said connected. All right. So I want y'all to listen to this and tell me what y'all think. All right? Check this out, y'all. Hold up.
Introducing AB.
Oh, mesmerized by style. I did not know you looked that good in person.
Thank you.
No, but you look so good in person.
Thank you.
For real. Hey, you look like that singer, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm pretty sure you heard it before.
Well, you ready for football?
Stat. All right, you told me to stop.
My bad, bro.
You're amazing.
All right, hey, we're going to have to actually go, Marlon. We're going to have to actually go, man. I'm going to pay you for your time. I love you, Marlon.
I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, no. I can't. I asked you the first time. I don't have no problems with you, but I'm going to pay you for your time.
We got a special guest.
Now, you know what that was, right? You know what that is?
That's my daughter.
That's your daughter.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
What's the name of that show again, Tony? You remember? It's the show with Cameron and Mace and this young woman on it. She's on the show, right? And what happened was pretty much is that they had a guest come on. They had AB come on. And he was continuously flirting with the girl, continuously telling her how beautiful she was. Cameron stepped in like a big dog and said, hey, man, slow that down. And he said, all right, man. And then he kept on doing it. So Cameron said,
Williams.
Cameron said, hey, man, you got to go. We ain't doing this. We're going to pay you for your time. Because I told you to go, and then he said, I'm not going to do it again. He said, I know you ain't going to do it again. Because you got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Now, what was you going to say, Tony? Hey, you can get the microphone now. The name of it is?
The name of the show is, It Is What It Is, with Mace, Cameron, and
Treasure Stack Baby Wilson, which is Joe's daughter.
Right. And Joe's daughter is the song you heard earlier, which is our schoolmate.
Yeah, right? Boy.
That's our boy.
Yeah.
And his daughter is hosting the show with Cameron and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this. First and foremost, Joe, you need to let them real talk. You need to let them niggas know that you got a squad that ain't going to be playing by Niecy. You got a squad of dudes that don't play by Niecy because we family. You know what I mean? We family. And we get down like that. And Joe, you know it.
All day, baby.
All day. It's just that you moved away. We don't see you that much. But love goes fam across the world. We're always fam going to be.
There's no expiration date.
There's no expiration date. Y'all know what I mean? So I'm like this right here, man. Joe for number one. Them cats need to know. They got some boys from the Bangham that don't play. And you family. But I want to ask y'all a question. What has happened to chivalry?
It's dead.
Do you know what chivalry is?
It's dead.
You think chivalry's dead?
It's dead. I just proved it right there.
Okay, why you think it's dead?
Because that's just what everybody say.
Okay, so you just going right. Okay, you, at least you're honest.
Oh, that's
right?
It.
Right? But I'm going to say this. Definitely, I think Cameron stepped in like a man was supposed to do.
Yes.
I'm going to say salute to him because, right. Hey, the distance, the family couldn't be there, but he looked like she had family there, had a bike, just like we would have.
Mm-hmm.
But in a whole different way, we would have did it, though.
Yeah, oh, we would have been like, let's step outside.
Salute to the
let's
right.
Let's pause. Way. Let's take a commercial break.
Yeah. Commercial break hit me real quick. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And we would have kept it on the show.
Yeah.
And y'all would have saw the difference.
But y'all would have seen the difference. And it wouldn't have been makeup.
Yes, sir.
We ain't going with no nutty professor.
No, sir.
That ain't going to be no makeup. Real talk. You know what I mean? But that's what's up. But chivalry, right? A lot of people don't know, a lot of people like the Temptations say, you know, treat her like a lady, you know, light her cigarette if she smokes, even help her with her coat,
yep.
Treat her like a lady.
Yep.
You know what I mean? What you're saying? I don't, here,
that's a song.
Right. You got to do it right.
Oh, yeah. We need some angelic notes.
I'm for the same to you. Call it.
No.
We need some angelic notes.
You know, okay. Chivalry, like, you know, chivalry, man. Chivalry. For y'all that's watching don't know what chivalry is.
Talk to us.
First off, dude, Nicole, do you know what chivalry is? Nicole's talking about that was scripted entertainment.
Mm. Uh-oh. Which one?
Your friend. Yeah, that was scripted.
Even though it was a plus for women.
Yeah, it was right.
It's still scripted.
Now, it's scripted.
Right? Since I won't say it was, I wouldn't say it was scripted.
He watched it just now. It wasn't no script.
Now, that definitely looked like a script, and it didn't sound like it straight from, you kind of could tell. I mean,
you watch too many love and hip hops and stuff. That's your problem, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
You watch too much love and hip hop. You watch too much Atlanta Child. You watch too much American Family. You watch too much.
Commercial break.
You watch too much. She watch too much.
Hold on.
She watch too much. She watch too much. What's happening? She watch too much.
I do not own the right that's coming out of his mouth. I do not. No, you can't do love hip hop like that. Now you can say it by anything else.
Man, I don't want to hear you.
Don't even talk. But what? Love hip hop. Don't even do it like that, dude.
Okay.
Now that is scripted.
Yes, that's scripted, Nicole.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't.
Yes, that is.
Some of it. Yeah, some of it is. Because they'll say, hey, some of it is. You're right. So,
you know, I'm upset right now. My heart is hardened right now. I'm going to tell you why.
Mama said it's your
fault. No.
It's your fault.
No.
Can't wear your heart on your sleeve.
I'm hurting right now. I'm going to tell you why I told Lo.
You said
one of the hardest niggas I know in my life is defending love and hip hop. You hear me, Tony? One of the most hardest niggas I know.
Let me tell you this.
Showing the feminine side.
I'm all about love, and y'all know I'm straight hip hop. So, love and hip hop, you can't say nothing about it, baby. You can't say nothing about it.
And then I don't jump off.
Yes.
Man, it's entertainment. And it's good entertainment.
It's scripture.
Some of it is scripture, but some of it.
Not scripture. Scripture is the Bible. You mean scripted?
No, I mean exactly what I just said. Because that's how I see it. It was scripture. Okay. Now, if I was wrong saying scripture, then correct me.
It's
okay. It's thank scripted. You. So now you can't love hip hop, dog.
Scripted,
it's been on air for how long? In entertainment,
too
it's
long.
Been entertaining,
too
man.
Damn long.
It's entertainment, too and then long. It puts you in the life.
What's Cardi B on that? What's Cardi B on that show?
When she first started out, because she was signed to my boy. Yeah, she was on there, Love and Hip Hop New York, a while ago, before she got blew up, before she even got a deal and all that. Yeah. So, yes.
Let me ask you a question.
Who?
You.
Yeah, who?
You. KD, the
come
voice.
Come on down, baby. Come on down.
Now, they say that art imitates life. Do you think any of that is imitating real life?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I do.
Okay, I don't know. I don't watch the show. I can tell.
Fact.
Can I ask you a question?
I do.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay. Yes.
Why every one of them shows they throw wine and champagne in each other's face? What's that? That ain't scripted.
No. When it's not, bruh, I'm telling you, the fighting is not scripted at all.
Really?
At all, because guess what? In the clause, they don't supposed to be fighting. And if they do fight, they shouldn't be, like, if one of them hit each other, because first of all, it's a lawsuit.
Can you go give me the clause then? And I ain't talking about Santa.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this.
I don't want that.
I know somebody
for big Santa. Their hand.
Let me just say this here. There was somebody on the show that I know for a fact personally, like almost like, I can say it's almost like myself. I know that they was on there accidentally because they was talking to one of the young ladies on the show.
Okay.
And one of the young ladies, they met up at a restaurant and didn't know that she was filming. And they were sitting there together talking about them and all that there. And it got filmed. But guess what? It aired for a split second. You wouldn't see it because they kind of like
love and hip hop is fake.
It ain't scripted.
Like Nicole said,
some of it is. I give it to you.
They wrote the line.
Listen, no, some of it is, but it's not written on somebody that's not a part of the show. You see what I'm saying? So if a girl dated somebody, right, and they happen to meet up with that man, boom. Now he's on. He's not mic'd up or nothing, but he's in the show. He's been filmed. Now. You might not see it because he either has to admit to being agreed to be filmed and recorded for them to air it. But you won't see. I know for a fact, personally, that a guy was filmed with one of the stars on the show, and they had to cut it out because he didn't agree to it.
Yeah, they usually do that after the fact.
Everything.
They usually do that contract after the fact.
No, they have to before they have it because, you know, they film and then they go in and all that, and then they talk to everybody that's involved in that recording and have them to sign off on it. So that's why I say that part I know for a fact is not scripted because it got a little crazy.
Just imagine if that show were to be somewhat authentic and they didn't argue and they got along and they just had a mundane conversation, and they Netflix and chill. That would not be interesting to watch.
It wouldn't be interesting.
But so they have to have some excitement, some fighting going on to boost the ratings, to get people talking about the show. Because ain't nobody going to talk about them just sitting there doing nothing.
I wonder why. Tell me this then, since you're such a pro at it.
I'm trying to see what Lisa's talking about right here. Lisa wrote a paragraph.
What you said?
Oh, yeah.
I can't see all this up.
Women that use.
Rita don't know. What she said?
Man, I got to slide your phone. I got to touch your phone.
Is she watching our show? Lisa, what you over there drinking on? You ain't getting nothing in some mimosa?
So.
What Lisa talking about?
I think we got a confession here.
A confession?
Yeah.
That's a confession.
That's what it looked like.
Oh, she's talking about shivery.
Oh.
She's talking about shivery.
Okay.
Open doors, pulling out chairs, not letting women do nothing a man should do. But you have the women that so used to doing it for themselves so long, they not used to it. I was one of them, but my Don brought me back.
Okay.
I hate when you comment, but the time you see. Wait a minute.
My comment.
I hate what you say. I hate when you
comment. Oh, the lag.
Time you see my comment, you talking about something else.
Okay, got it.
Okay, because we keep it moving here. We keep it moving.
We've been keeping it moving because we don't want to keep y'all up all night.
Now, listen, you know my eyes ain't all that good. Now, listen, all that there. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? But no, we got to understand. So that's what shivery.
Oh no, I don't, Nicole.
But she did answer your question.
She did answer the question. Shivery.
No, what you drinking on? Vodka. She said it.
Vodka.
She said vodka.
That's what she
vodka.
Said. Vodka.
She's oh, vodka. Dan, you need to get on this here. Girl, some of this wine and that orange juice. Love and hip hop. They always drink mimosa. I had to get away from the liquor, dog. So I'm on the wine and orange juice.
That's sweet.
First one. That's why I get that mimosa. Love and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Now he drinking mimosas like they do.
Cosmopolitan is next.
Oh, yeah. Long ain't got no liquor in it. Cosmopolitan. Got some wine and some orange juice.
And Nicole, this is what Nicole said.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Killing me, Nicole. Y'all think wrestling real too, though? No, I don't. No, I don't think it's.
Oh, right. I know, but that's his thing.
Yeah, I watch.
But wrestling. He'll go all the way to Puerto Rico to watch the wrestling match.
I watch wrestling, but I don't watch women pull each other hair out, throw wine in each other's face, and mess around with each other, man, and do all that. I don't do that, bro.
But you look at the one they throw them against the rope and then they whisper in the ear, say, "I'm gonna dump you. Get ready."
They don't say that.
Boom.
They dance. It's like dancing. They're not throwing wine in each other.
They're not throwing wine, but they're throwing each other.
They're not throwing wine in each other's face. They're not going and getting they hoo-haws steamed out. They're not going and doing all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, but you're looking at the more tight britches. He's looking at the more tight britches, though. No, you know what I'm saying?
They don't wear that hardly no more. They wear like
pants. Even know what they don't wear
they
no
wear
more.
They wear pants. Like John Cena wear jeans, shorts, and a
so why they switch that?
They don't do that.
But keep in mind, they do admit that it is scripted.
Right, it is.
It is scripted. It is.
They do say that. Unlike
it's like Nicole now and Letha and everybody that's watching, all you women, when y'all was coming up, y'all mama or grandmama always watched the story. It was scripted. It was all scripted, right? And Nicole gonna say, and this scripted entertainment too. Luke write all y'all lines.
Hold on. Baby, Katie, the boys don't even know what Luke coming in here to talk about.
She don't know what's going on.
Hey,
It's funny we talking about that today.
And that's the main reason why I tell him I don't want to know nothing what we're talking about just because of your comment. Right?
You know what? I'm going to tell you what we do, right? Me and the producer, which is Tony, if y'all don't know, he's the man that helped me make this all.
How you doing?
Man, Tony, we get together. We don't even tell Katie DeVoice anything. Nothing. Because we want his true and honest opinion for you guys.
Really?
Real, raw, and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
We like to keep it real. And what I do is, me and Katie, we pretty much play tennis. Back and forth. I serve the ball hard, and he get mad, and he serve it back, and we do that. Right? But me and Tony get together, and we fact check.
Mm-hmm.
And we go through what's in the news, and we go through what's going on, and we fact check. We talk.
Stop the press. Stop the god doggone press, baby. Stop the press. Hold up. Boy, guess who's looking at the show right now? So we're going to salute to you. We're going to say,
do all of us know?
I don't know if Tone Loke know him, but he may know or may not. But, boy, look at here. We got OG, sis in the building, Gregor Drive Bound, baby. Miss Sherry Waters, baby! Boy, look at here.
Her name is not.
Boy,
her name is Money.
Money. Money!
It's Money, baby.
Man, salute to you, sis.
Yeah, hey, man.
We had to stop the press off that, baby.
It's about time. We want to just give you love, and we glad and happy at what God is doing in your life.
Oh, day, man.
We're extremely proud of that, man, because we all search it, and we all at that point. So, Sherry, congratulations, and keep doing your thing. And if there is anything that we can do as a podcast, we will. If you want to come on one night and talk about the goodness of God, you let us know. Because this is the People's Podcast, Sherry. Now, you know me, you know him. And you probably know Tony Edwards, too, because he was in school with us at the same time. And it's us three, all West Side boys, that's doing this. And we really, really thank you for just gracing us by looking at it, Sherry. That's real
talk. Yes, sir. We just don't have no basketball court. Actually, I do. They have one over there. But you don't see the ball on that court.
Yeah,
bro.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
But and salute to your nephews, man. I see them doing their thing. You know, JSO thing. They doing their thing. So salute to them. Salute to the sis.
And you know, the Strobridges love the Chapman. You know the Strobridges love the what? We love all y'all. Y'all know that. We was family from all the way back then. So, Sherry, you're always welcome. And if you ever want to come on our show, please come. But we keep it real. We're on authentic on here. So, we talk like we would talk if we was. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. We talk how we used to talk at the phone in front of the office across the street from my grandma's house. How we all used to hang out at the office and sit there. That's how we talk here.
Yes, okay, sir.
That's how we talk.
So you got to leave your feelings at the door.
Huh?
You got to leave your feelings at the door.
We talking regular. You know, we some Gregor Drive boys, so we chop it up just like we would if we were standing out in front of the Gregor Drive.
Oh, and what makes you at the,
she wasn't.
Not our classroom. No, she wasn't in the classroom.
Right.
She before then, we ain't going to put that.
I was too, but I just went to go because Nicole.
Oh, that's right. Y'all old folks, that's right. Whatever. Old folks were paying to the whatever. Community.
But what I'm saying is, it's chivalry. We're talking about chivalry. Katie said chivalry was dead. And I'm going to read where chivalry comes from.
Well, it ain't dead for me no more.
Remember what he just said. We gonna put a pin in.
Well, you know where he said that chivalry is dead.
Put a pin in this, Tony.
Love and hip hop.
He said it's not for him. Yeah, all
right. Yeah, that's what a woman would say.
But listen, yeah, you're right. A woman would say that, right? But listen to what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't for him.
Okay.
No, all right. No, it's not dead for me.
It's not dead for him.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
We gonna
remember that.
Yeah.
All right. What we gonna read? Chivalry is originated referred to as the code of conduct for medieval knights. Okay, it came from French word, chivalry or whatever, I don't know what I mean. But the meaning is horsemanship or knighthood. And described ideal for knights were expected to hold up such as bravery in battle, loyalty, courtesy and respect, protection of the weak,
mm-hmm.
and honor and integrity. That's what it means. Does it say anything about a woman in that?
I didn't hear a word about woman.
Did it say anything about a woman?
It didn't say nothing about a woman.
It's all talking about knights.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the word originated from, y'all.
Yes.
It originated from knights. That's where the word came from, right? Yeah. It don't say anything, even though we hear, we know different. It was not created for what we said it is.
It has transformed over the years.
Well, it's transformed over the years, but it was not made for that.
But if you listen to the words that's in there, though, the words that they're using, like the loyalty, mm-hmm. the respect, mm-hmm. What else? Because something.
Okay, bravery.
Yeah, in battle. Okay, that bravery in battle. Got that.
No, you gotta add yep. all now.
That's good.
Bravery in battle, mm-hmm. loyalty.
So let's break it down.
Okay.
If somebody break into your house, you need bravery in battle.
Or if somebody try your girl,
yeah,
bravery in battle.
So that's applicable.
Okay, I will take that. Because it says, okay, protection of the weak, right? Mm-hmm. Defending peasants.
And I used to do that in school. Yes. Yeah.
And your children.
We did.
Your children.
Yeah.
Your and woman. The church.
Okay, it says battle. Bravery in battle. Fighting with courage and honor. Loyalty to one's lord of country and fellow knights. Courtesy and respect, especially towards women mm-hmm. and those weaker in need. Protection. You calling the women weaker?
No, I'm talking about before that part now. When you said loyalty.
Oh, you can pick and choose.
Sure. No. Women.
No, it didn't say. It said especially towards women.
Yes.
Right. Protection of the weak, defending peasants and the poor and the rich in the church. Mm-hmm. Honor and integrity. Keeping one's word.
Yes.
And living by moral code.
Yes.
Now, over time, chivalry has shifted into a modern use and often refers to as polite, considerate, polite and considerate behavior, especially men being courteous towards women, like
Simp.
Said, holding doors,
Simp.
Opening and offering help.
Simp.
So chivalry today carries both historic sense, knight's honor, you're a knight, we consider to be knights, right? For the most part,
mm-hmm.
and modern social sense, courtesy and respect. All right, check this out. Now I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Is there a chivalry for men?
That is a good question.
Women, is there chivalry? Is there a chivalry for men?
I'll say, I mean, it's not an openly chivalry for men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see it like, oh, like, they're not like opening doors for women and all
that. Got Robert Addison on tonight. Appreciate you,
big
well,
they said, we missed you at the reunion.
Here you, big
I saw bro, Brad there. Brad was there.
We're coming to catch you, though.
Yes, sir. But I feel that for the men, it's not an open thing. But, I mean, some women show that chivalry as far as that bravery part. I mean, like, if you out somewhere, you know, the woman try her man in a disrespectful way, the man is not going to check this woman.
That's not defending you.
What, I mean, what that is then? Talk to me.
That's not defending. She's defending what she feels.
Well, she defending
you don't
me.
Need no help.
She don't know.
You
she
don't need no
me.
Help.
Yes, I do, because sorry, I may, woman, I may not have the taste out of her mouth, and I shouldn't.
But that ain't defending you.
What is it? It's they defending defend. Me for going... It defended me from going somewhere I don't need to be going and lose everything I got.
Okay. Well, can I say
Let's
something?
Let's go back to something.
Can I say something?
Yep.
Point blank, in my opinion,
yep.
a woman, chivalry is only for a man because a woman is supposed to be the helper. So if I'm defending the household, if I'm defending her, she can't be defending me.
Okay.
Now, right. there are some cases where a woman tries to act masculine and may try and fight me. And as a man, I'm not going to argue with her. I'm going to let my woman handle it. That way it's woman and woman. But that's because that woman doesn't know how to be a woman. She wants to be a man and fight with a man, which she shouldn't be doing. So I'm putting my woman on her. So okay. I agree with you in that aspect.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Salute. For sure.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that, Nicole, I'm not saying a woman should open the door for a man. I'm not saying that, all that stuff. But to me, that's what Nicole said. That's the Creole side. Now listen, I'm going to tell you this. A woman, a chivalry, okay, I'm going to tell you this. A woman feels that, and I could be wrong, and tell me if I'm right or am I wrong. And Sherry, I'm not disrespecting anything.
Well, just say
some women.
Yeah, some.
Right, some women feels that a man should come on to them all the time to be
sexually
mm-hmm. active. A woman
not like come today. On I don't to know about
a woman don't come on to a man,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I always said a man like to feel like he's wanted too. Because when a man come on to a woman, mm-hmm. it makes her feel wanted, right?
Right.
So when a woman don't come on to a man and think the man should do it all the time, you know, it should be recyclable. It should be everybody do it.
I personally, you know, I
know it ain't Nicole.
I don't think women do that a lot because, see, this is the difference, I think, and this is just my opinion.
Well, tell me what it is, Nicole. Tell me. Give me a description. Go ahead.
This is my opinion. I think a lot of women don't come on to the man because, see, men are different from women.
He'll say, not true. What do you mean not true?
Y'all better let me get my comment out.
Use your voice.
Watching okay. Love and Hip Hop. So,
so let me tell you how it is on Love and Hip Hop. So when the reason why the women and the women don't come on to the men as often because a lot of times a woman just want to just rub and hold him in, rub his chest and all that there. The first time they do it to us while we laying down, guess what we think? They want to have sex. But really, in reality, they just want to love and hug on us and rub on us, just feel on us and feel the manly in us. You know what I'm saying? But when we do it to them, why we do it? We don't do it just to be cuddling and lovable.
Hell no.
We do it because we're trying to get to that next level. Whether it's your wife, girlfriend, or a girl you just met. When you rubbing and laying up on them and all that, yeah, you're doing it for a reason. A lot of the women, when they do it, they don't do it for a reason. And they stop doing it because that man, every time they do it, God, dog, he ready to have sex. But that ain't what they want.
But that's how men are wired.
Huh?
That's how men are wired.
Exactly. So that's why a lot of women may not do it like that. May not show that affection like that. I may not start the process before you because that ain't what they're looking for because they know soon they touch you, oh, he ready because that's how I work.
How about a time and place? Like, if you're married, yes, your woman should show affection. She should show her desires to be with you like you show her your desires to be with her. Now, if you're not married, a woman's virtue is in not showing her sexuality. So I can understand if she's not married, but yet, if I do come up and try and talk to you, for you to just say no, just because you have the right to say no, I find that kind of, I have a problem with that. If you're really interested, so many women will be interested in a guy and say he didn't try hard enough. What is that?
That's called game.
Nah. And see, we're adults.
That's
here.
That's called game.
We're adults. We That's ain't playing games.
You know what I'm saying? Now, Kiel said women come on to men all the time. And Nicole says, some people might just be afraid of rejection. Well, you shouldn't be in a relationship and with somebody mm-hmm. and you feel rejection.
Yep.
You're in the wrong relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means. You're in the wrong relationship.
Well, obviously she didn't use her Creole roots.
Right. Go on. It's a Creole root.
Yeah, she didn't.
They don't want no bones falling out of their mouth.
Right, right.
They don't want no bone falling out their mouth when they get up and leave, Nicole.
I don't want the rights to them comments.
You can't be burying draws in the back and don't want them to leave, Nicole. You can't do
that. Oh, wow.
You can't do that. Dog.
Wow.
You can't do that, dog. So it is what it is. But what we're saying is, can you divorce say something older?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all, with the women that's on here, and this is serious, do y'all believe chivalry is dead? All I want to hear is yes, no. And if you want to comment and elaborate on it, you can call our number live right now. Actually, I want Kia to call.
Salute to Racina. New, listen, all right, Racina, salute to you. Say, she said, I want to have sex when I'm rubbing.
That when she rubbed, that's what she want to have sex about.
Yeah, she want to have sex when she rubbing.
All right, check this out. Call the hotline.
Where you ever seen
them? Call the hotline at the bottom right there. We just put the hotline up. Call us because we want to hear what you got to say. Kia, I want you to call in because I want you to answer that question. Is chivalry dead? Is it dead? That's the question we all want to know. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going back to the voice of what he just said a few seconds ago. I know I looked at it.
Okay.
Mine was kind of like bit into my jersey.
Okay.
KD, you was good. I'll retake it. KD, got a call?
Look like the hotline coming 407. That's look like Orlando. Mm-hmm. Hey, you on with the Corner Pocket Podcast? Who it is?
Yeah. Oh,
second quack.
Now, yeah. All right. So check this out. Kiel. Do you think that chivalry is dead?
I don't, but I do think that it depends on your relationship. I think it's on our relationship basis. But I also want to say, in the sense of when people mention the chivalry is dead, I also don't think that a lot of us women require it as much anymore. And I think that can contribute to it being dead. But I feel like if that's something you require, and your partner wants to be in your life, I feel like they'll do that, do those things.
So so you said, is it a requirement for you?
It is in some ways, but I also understand that I need to reciprocate it in other ways.
But if they don't do that, if they don't do the opening doors, things of that nature, is that a deal breaker for you?
I think if it's something that I express that I want, and they're like hard down no, I feel like there's more to that than them just not wanting to open my door. There's other things wrong.
What if the man just not used to doing
right, that? Not brought up that way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I can say that the relationship I'm in, that it didn't start that way. But when I started making it known that that's something that I wanted.
Well, I want to stop you right there. I can tell. I know who your sister is. Because y'all just alike. Because when I started, I was told, hey, this is what I want. Because what women have got to stop thinking is that a man knows what to do, right?
Right.
You don't know how to love him. You didn't come with a book saying, hey, I need you to read this book before we go on our first date.
Most men today were raised by their mothers.
Right.
So if you're going to get upset.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
All the women.
100%.
Also, man is not going to love a woman like a woman going to love the man. Mm-hmm. We're not the same. I'll be honest with you. I ain't never did no opening up no doors and none of that. Not because I just didn't do that. That wasn't me. But guess what? Guess what? I changed and started wanting to do that on my own just because, I mean, I just felt like I just want to do something different. You know what I'm saying? So that's guess good. What? I started doing that. That's what I do now.
I mean, not a lot of women do that, but I mean, I think to Luke's point, you have to communicate the things that you want. And I think that if you've been able to be in relationships where you don't have to do that, then they just didn't require it.
Exactly. So, and I was okay with that, but I don't have to do it. I do it now.
Said chivalry was dead.
And what I said after that, Tone Low, I say, but now that's what they say.
Not for you.
Not for me now. I told you. I said that.
They say that.
And that's why, because of what I changed and started doing different. You see what I'm saying?
So answer me this. Do you do chivalry to everybody that you meet? Every girl that you're going out with? Whatever?
Do you do that? If I'm there, I do that now. I mean,
Yeah, nigga, I got you there.
Yeah.
I got you there. Yeah. I hit and then kill right below the belt.
I do. Yeah,
Well, there's levels to it.
What you say, Tom?
There's levels to it.
What like, you mean? What you mean?
I mean, if I'm going to the gas station and I see a woman coming up, I don't care who she is, I'm going to open the door for her.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
There's some things I will do for every woman. Some things I reserve just for my woman.
Right.
If we're walking down the street, my woman is always on the inside. Gotcha. I'm on the outside.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't know you, hey, I hope you don't get hit by a car.
And I don't want you walking behind me. You're walking on the side of me. You know? Right. So,
yeah, don't walk behind me.
Or if I'm in a restaurant, I sit facing the door.
That does play into it, is how a man is raised. Some mothers don't teach their sons that, or fathers don't teach their sons that. They don't require them to do that for other women or the women in their
family. Well, we were raised by gangster moms.
So do you think that if a guy was raised by a woman, that she would teach him that? Do you think so?
I don't know that. Because I do know men that have their fathers in their lives, and they weren't taught that either.
Right,
so
it all depends on what she says.
It's just about, I think that's on a case by case basis. I think it's just about what you care about. Like, I know that for me, if I had a son, I guess I'm coming from the perspective of someone who is dating or trying to be married or whatever. I know my son has to grow up and be a husband. I know that my son has to grow up and be a boyfriend or whatever. So in my mind, that's important to me because I know that I want that done to me.
And I think, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It could just be a generational thing too.
And you just hit on what I'm about to
that's
say.
That's something they said. That's a debate.
Because nowadays, I think it should be more of that being done now.
But you know what? It's hard to do that now when girls enjoy guys calling them bitches.
Yes.
Some girls, not all of them, but they enjoy it. They be in the club singing the songs calling themselves bitches. They don't have no respect
for
themselves.
I won't agree with that.
Not all girls. I'm not saying
that. No, not either.
Yeah, they do.
They want them to call them that. I just believe they just in the vibe of the song. They like the song. They singing the song. And that's just their prerogative. That's what they like as far as the song. Not a nigga calling them
Who's calling them that, though?
Well, it's in a song.
No.
They call each other that.
I've heard dudes
women call each other that.
Okay, all right, Kiel, what do you think about that? Which one do you think about it? What do you think about that?
I don't think that that's a universal thing. I do think it's, like, isolated. But it's hard to kind of separate the two when you accept it from one place, but you won't accept it from another. You know what I mean? And I think if a guy sees you doing that, I don't know. I can't say that if I'm in the club and I'm singing those songs or calling my friends that or whatever, that I would assume that a man is going to call me the same thing and I would accept it because
what did she say?
I do it at the club.
I don't
know that I would put those two together, but I mean, I see what you're saying. It's kind of like the whole thing of like that's not a really good example. But yeah, I don't know if I would put those two together.
Yeah, exactly.
But if someone brings my attention like, this is how you're presenting yourself, it would make me think about it for sure, but I don't think I would naturally put those two together.
Presentation means everything, man.
But still, you can't say that that's what they expect. They okay with it.
Yeah, I still don't think your average girl would expect.
Thanks.
That is what girls do now in the club. That's what's in the music, and they can call their friends that and everything. But I can't say that they would expect a man to do that, you know, because I don't think most women would accept that, even though that's what they're singing. If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I got you.
It makes sense.
Can I ask her a question?
Go ahead. Ask her.
If the woman accepts it in the club.
If the woman accepts it in the club, yeah.
And I'm in the club and I see her singing the song, why don't I think that that's the norm? It's okay for me to call her that.
Why would you? I think
if she's calling herself that.
But I think that's the ignorance of a man, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think that it's the same thing as someone in a song, because you're not speaking, like, I'm not in a relationship with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm repeating the words of a song, so I wouldn't naturally expect someone that I'm interacting with to call me that just because it's in a song.
Agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
Because they say that.
I'm not saying it's the best look to have at all, but I just, for me, and I feel like most women would not expect a man to walk up and say, "What's up, bitch?" You know what I'm saying? Because I was singing the lyrics to a song.
We need to go mic too for your people to hear it too.
Oh, they can hear it on there.
No, they can't.
Yeah. I can hear it.
Tony here. And he's on.
I just can't hear it here, but I can hear it here.
On his page?
Mm-hmm. It's just a delay. That's why I'm listening.
All right, let me do this. Chivalry in the modern times means opening doors for others, not said others.
We appreciate the kid for calling in, checking in with us. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. We may need you to come in and comment again, but we definitely appreciate you.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you so much, Ma.
And we'll get your Corn Pocket Prize package out to you.
Tony, you heard Tony.
The Corner Pocket Podcast.
He said he'll get you a Corner Pocket Podcast. A package will be out to you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Chivalry in the modern times, right? Chivalry, opening doors for others, treating women and people in general with kindness and respect, protecting or helping someone in need, speaking politely and showing consideration. Now, the debate, which I just said, the debate part of that says, see someone, I mean, see it as a positive reminder of respect and courtesy. While others argue, it can feel outdated. If it assumes only men should act this, that is. I said it, and I hadn't even read that part yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so get to the comment right quick. Rashina said her mother taught her brother. Her mother taught her brother, and Mom Duke said, and my daughter teaches her son. So about, you know, the nicety and how you do the thing with the open the door, you know, treating a woman like a woman, you know, being a man.
So do we think that the generation right now that we have, that they're doing that?
No, they're not. I don't see them doing it, but I believe that they can be taught somewhat. Nothing can teach them. A monkey can't teach a lion how to be a lion.
Do you believe music influences?
Yes, definitely.
All day long.
All right, definitely. So why do you think that the guys don't do it? Because in the music, the women are getting called bitches and hoes.
Exactly.
And you did this and that, and the boys love the music, so they see, because I'm going to tell you something. All right, I'm going to give you a prime example. When we was coming up, I know for a fact I'm going to use a movie, Menace to Society.
Mm-hmm.
Soon after they saw Menace to Society, they left my house and got off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga Hill and our crew influenced them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then you hear some ghetto boys.
Yeah.
Or Tupac. I'm mad about something. Give me some pop. I'm going in. Because every word he said resonated with me.
Yeah.
You don't think that's doing that to them boys these days?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
And you don't think these boys probably don't got respect for the women like they're supposed to because of the music influencing them not to?
I agree with that, too.
Okay. Look at West Coast rappers.
I agree with that, too.
All I'm saying.
Salute to a new watcher we got going on here. Kimberly Captain, appreciate you for watching and tuning in to the Corner Pocket Podcast. This is your boy, Luke Azy.
What's cracking?
This is your boy, KD the Boy. So we salute to you.
Thank you so much for looking.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate that.
Lamont said, go ahead.
What? No.
Lamont said, the generation is not like the older generation. This generation is stuck on chemical drugs and not plants, like the only generation hair on cocos and marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, so
I agree. Yeah,
they're not like we used to be, man.
Yeah. Chemical unbalance, baby.
Chemical unbalance, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, like you said, I don't think mothers of this generation of men taught them that. You know what I'm saying? She don't think. I'm going to tell you something, man. It's kind of hard for a mother to teach. Not all women, I'm saying, y'all. Mm-hmm. Not all women. Majority of the time, the mamas are at the club partying with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching them anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're partying with the kids. Now, I must say, my youngest daughter has a young man, and he has weights in his head, right?
Mm-hmm.
That she's dating. And he got judged for those weights because out there in the streets,
yeah,
that's what you see. Mm-hmm. When you see TV,
mm-hmm.
they're in jail or they finna go to prison because shooting somebody. That's what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
So he got judged by another part of her family.
Understandably. Right?
But I didn't judge him.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my eyes, he was me.
But he was,
he was what we were.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tattoos everywhere. I don't know if he was gang affiliated or not. Right? But word is bond. This young man loved my daughter so much, he cut his wigs off.
No, that's good. That's he very good. He
working hard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We met up for lunch, and I seen him get out the car, walk around the car, open the door for my daughter, walk up to the door, opened the door for her and came in, pulled a chair for her to sit down, and then sat next to me.
Can I break that down how I see it?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Because her father, whoever he is,
mm-hmm.
her father
mm-hmm.
set a standard of how a man is supposed to treat a woman. Therefore, she expects certain treatment.
It was so many times. To make it so bad is that my wife,
mm-hmm.
many times we sat at our house. They grew up. My wife talked to them.
Mm-hmm.
What a man's supposed to do and what they expect him was not.
Mm-hmm.
So let me jump on this here.
Mm-hmm.
Jump on it.
Let me jump on this because he said something that kind of like shook me, made me move, and made me be like,
put that on my face. You know that. Mm-hmm. Why did he have to cut his hair? Did he cut it on his own term, or he cut it? What was the purpose of him cutting his hair?
He cut his hair because he finally wanted to get a job, and nobody would hire him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So,
and that's good. That's cool.
That's because why he cut it.
The thing about it is,
and he works at a warehouse, not Amazon, mm-hmm. making bread.
Well, you could
before
be,
that, he wasn't.
You can wear anything at Amazon. You can wear anything.
But see, and that's the beautiful part of it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go there like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he cut it.
And he got it.
Right.
And I was just curious because, you know, before I professed salvation, before I got saved, before I became a minister and all of that, I didn't think I was presentable to become a minister, to preach the gospel, because I had dreads, I had piercings, I had all that, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, when I joined the church and all that, the pastor used, I'd be like, I'm not no minister, this and that, you know, because that ain't me, you know, mm-hmm. I'm look at me, you know, who going to believe me, you know? And what my pastor told me that, he said that you will be able to pull
mm-hmm.
the people that I can.
Yep.
You know, you'll be able to pull the people that look just like you.
Because they ain't going to talk to a sith.
You know, so why would you need to cut? Why would you need to take out the pit? Why? There's no need to. You know, the Bible does say come as you are, yeah. but if you're preaching the gospel, people are going to judge you regardless of whether you got wit, this or whatever on you in your head or whatever. But you preach the gospel, you're going to pull the ones that look just like you because they're going to be thinking the same way you think. You know?
I think that's a good example for the church. But in society,
that too, on that mm-hmm. part, as far as like getting jobs, yes. things of that nature. So,
or being saying, profiled.
Yeah,
they profile you.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, but you do have to, when it's time for the job, now you definitely have to go, because then I take, before I had to think I don't have, before I had to do interviews and all that, mm-hmm. yeah, I took out the piercing and all that, that makes right. sure my dress right, look tight, neat, and all that. Yes, definitely that part. But I'm just saying, I just wanted to make sure that he didn't cut it for, purpose of trying to impress.
No.
Yeah. You know, and there's no need to do that.
And actually, know? He had my daughter cut it.
Cool. But that's what's
happening. In this particular case, because
we talked to this fella.
Yeah, I mean,
I met him when he had all that in his head. You know?
He was judged by certain people, mm-hmm. You know, in the family. You know, not in my family. But, you know,
I don't want to.
Got two sides.
I don't want to disagree with KD.
Mom, Deuce, I'm a gentleman all day, every day, baby. You better know it.
Don't let that smile fool you. They
say, Mom, Deuce, you
they
better
smile
know
in
it.
Your face, but all the time they hitting that face.
Hey, that pipe pusher.
But
hey, Mom, Deuce, appreciate you for watching.
Baby. You know what I mean?
if he cut it for her. Mm-hmm. That says a lot because yeah. the amount of time that it took for him to grow that hair, that didn't mean nothing to him like it impressing her did. So, and in I'm a sense, that is saying a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, man. That little man, that young man, that man, I like him because he reminds me of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, coming where we come from, you know, we was doubting. And especially with, you know, my kids' moms. Mm-hmm. You know, their parents, they didn't like the way I looked.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like my coat, my natural coat I had. To where it was rough.
They judged the book by the cover.
Huh?
They judged the book by the cover.
Right. But they didn't understand that I was a good dude. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, sometimes you never can judge the book by a cover, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God judges for our deeds, not what we look like.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit. Just judge me by the fruit, like God.
His
you
deeds.
Know what I mean? Yeah. So, is chivalry dead or not? Tony, I want to ask you
mm-hmm.
before we close, is chivalry dead or not?
In some cases, in some generations,
right.
I think it is. In older generations, no.
Right.
In younger generations, yes.
Do you think we failed our younger generation?
We is kind of hard to say.
Yeah.
It depends on who's raising these kids. Now, if you have a father in the house, you have no excuse. If there's no father, I cannot. I'm not saying it's their fault, but I understand.
But you would think that by a woman knowing all the problems she had with a man,
mm-hmm.
she would be teaching her son not to do these things, and these things are what to do.
Right? She can only teach what you see on the outside a father's going to teach you the core.
Right.
You know, like, for example, I'm going to use you for example.
Yeah.
And use me for example. I never wear a shirt without an undershirt.
Me neither.
A man does that.
Right.
I'm not saying you.
Man, I don't wear no shirt without an undershirt. Don't even try that, bro. They ain't got nothing to do with no man.
I'm
going to
tell you why.
What you talking about?
Can I tell you why?
Hmm? Yeah, please.
Yeah, these shirts be so tight around his neck up at the top of that turtleneck and his t-shirt. That's why he don't wear
it. Nah, I don't wear one because sometimes you try to be sexy, dog, so I had to button up, so I had to come down, and then the tank top gonna cover this part up, won't let my sex in this show. So but that's why I don't wear it.
I'm not saying you, KD, only because where are we?
You said,
where are we? Yeah. We're at your house. I am a visitor. Luke is a visitor. We don't leave the house without an undershirt and a shirt. Now, if you get me at home,
I'm in the house without one. That don't make me less than a man, bro.
I was trying to throw you a bone, man.
Throw me a bone.
Don't do it, man.
Nah, you ain't gonna talk to my folks like that. Don't make like a man. Because if we don't have no undershirt, dog, we less than. You know
I'm not
what
saying.
I'm just saying, listen.
Not saying you're
I'm
less than.
I to wear undershirt, and I always do.
Yep.
And I only wear undershirt. Okay, what kind? Okay. What kind of undershirt you wear?
A t-shirt.
Not a tank top.
And tank top.
No. It can be any kind of undershirt.
Well, now, I was taught, not taught, but I taught myself to wear undershirt, which is not a tank top, but a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this.
When,
undershirt.
When
it's just blue.
When
the song is something.
When, especially like when I go to church or whatever and I got a light color shirt on.
You don't want
that sweat. You don't want that sweat stain.
Right.
That's the only time. But other than that.
So if you wear this orange, you don't mind the sweat stain up on it?
Well, I don't sweat like that.
Dude,
but
I can't stand sweat
so
stain.
I can't stand
either. And one other thing I can't stand. Sorry, is that I don't like to see a woman sweating.
Oh, no.
Oh, mm-hmm. She shouldn't be. Now, yeah. If she's working out and running, I get it.
Yes.
But if she out about with you and she's sweating,
there's a time and place.
And also, I can't stand a woman with the line that go down the back of their pants or skirt to be twisted.
Yeah.
I don't like
But hold on. Now, you can't not really the sweating on women because some women just perspire so bad.
Well, they need that.
It's uncontrollable.
I ain't messing with them. That ain't my thing. So you can have them all too.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to defend the women that got that.
You don't want a sweaty bra
problem, because I know a lot of them that do have perspiring problems. I ain't visited none that has one, but they have them.
I know they have them. I just don't mess with them. They have them all day.
Okay. But those spout up like that. Don't put little wrinkles in your forehead.
But you're stating your choice, your personal choice.
That's my
salute to the spot.
Right. Just like you may not like a short woman.
I don't do tall women.
There you go.
Look at me, I'm shorter than what?
Opposites attract.
Nigga.
Hey, man. Leo. But that's what's up, man. The Corner Pocket Boys, we brought it to y'all tonight, man. We had a great time. You have a good time, the boys?
Oh, man, like always, baby, always, you know. It's great when people come on time in with us.
Man,
you know,
I love, man. Go to give us some love. Go to give us some love.
All of y'all, man, that chimed in, you know, chopped it up with us, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, we all can agree to disagree, you know. So, but we just love y'all for continuing to salute, man, to support us, man, because guess what? It ain't nowhere but up from here, baby. So we appreciate y'all. And, you know, your boy Katie's voice about all this thing, you know, the one going to break to y'all kind of ways, real, raw, and authentic. Y'all make sure y'all understand that y'all are blessed and know that y'all are, baby.
Believe it. Hey, you hit that button somewhere over there?
I'm going to
tell you this right here, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm Mr. Luke Casey, man, and I want to say thank you all so much for being here with us, man. We had some legends that we consider legends on here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Sherry Water, salute to you again, baby.
I'm still
Dumba, salute. Chance, salute.
Oh, man. Man, Gregory Drive, man. Oh, man, I just got so much love, man. Had the best time of my life out there, you feel me? But I'm gonna tell you this, man. We always gonna do our thing, man. I want y'all to remember this. Next Tuesday night, chime in with us, man. We love it that y'all chime in. This is the People's Podcast. Remember that. Whenever you wanna come sit, anybody wanna come sit, y'all come have fun with us, man. It's the People's Podcast all day, every day. And I want y'all to remember this. That put the mic by the microphone. I wanna tell y'all this, man. That God is real. And remember, He's alive. And always respect each other, chivalry. It goes all kind of ways. Respecting each other, that's chivalry. Looking out for each other, that's chivalry. So y'all remember that, man. And remember y'all doing that from the kindness of your heart. And remember, the Corner Pocket Podcast will leave y'all with this. All y'all remember. Hold on, Tom.
All y'all remember, God is real. And we gonna always do this when we come on. Always do this right here.
Did she say amen?
We do not own the right.
Go ahead and tell.
We do not own the right for this music, David. We do not own the right for this music, baby. But I don't know. I don't know what this is, baby. I don't know. And I'll never be the kid.
Stop! Party started, right? Stop! Party started quickly, right? Set it off, I suggest you go. Set it off, I suggest you go. Set it off. Set it off. Set it off on the left, y'all. Set it off on the right, y'all. Set it off. Come on, let's set it off. Y'all want this party started quick.
Yeah. But I want to see you change. Set it off.